According to Rebbe, he the yom abinon shnei pasin, that you only mati v'chotzer if you have two pasin on both sides, both entrances to the chotzer, you have to have two pasin. Like in picture 119, if you have a chotzer and it was broke through on the right side, it's only mutter if you have ends on both sides of the fourth wall, like the two olives. According to Rebbe, you have to have two pasin on each side of the chotzer. It's not enough one pas. And the more Rebbe he, the yom abinon shnei pasin, you have to have two pasin. The Tanya we learned, chotz in the terrace of pas echot. One man, the yom says, a chotz would be enough with one pas. As in this case, picture 119, even if just one side is the gefufim left over, it would be mutter. And according to that, so in picture 118, if you could say lovid just on the left side, so on the left side it looks like there's nirum mibachutz. Outside you see this part of the wall, part of the chotz ketanah, so the chotz ketanah would be mutter. Now the Torah says, we go according to Rebbe, Rebbe Yomer b'shnei pasin. The Rebbe says, no, it's only mutter the chotz with two pasin. So you have to be able to say only, like in picture 117, lovid on both sides. If you have lovid on both sides, now you have two pasin on both sides of the chotzer. So the teretz is, we're not talking about where it's three and three. We're talking about the kimt, like picture 119, where on the left side it's only two tfochim. There you do say lovid. But on the right side it's four tfochim away. You can't say lovid. Therefore you don't see nirum mibachutz. Because we see klo, the chotzer tana projects, comes much further into the chotzer gedolim. So when the chotzer tana ends, it's pars b'meluya. There's no pas there at all, so mele it's also. Yeah, now for the Gemara. Hi, Mai, what kind of terrace is this? Iyam rid bishleim, if you're going to tell me, nira mi bachutz, v'shavim mi b'fnim, eina nidi mishum lechi. Let's say the chlal, this Mishnah dinzach on these mandiyomrim, that they hold nirum mivachutz. If from outside you see a lechi, but inside you don't see a lechi, it's no good. It's not nidi mishum lechi. Now that's the shayla of this chotzer ketana. If you're inside the chotzer ketana, you don't see anything on the fourth wall. It's mamets poros b'meluya. It's open legamri. So posha the chotzer ketana should be osur. What's the tzad to be matter? That if you're standing outside in the chotzer gedolo and you look down on the chotzer ketana, the two sides of the wall where the chotzer gedolo is bigger, let's look as if that's a side to the chotzer ketana. That's called nirum mibachutz. That outside, looking in, it looks as if there is a gefufim. There is a side wall to the chotzer ketana. Someone says, Bishlem, if you don't hold for that svaron, that even though outside it looks, still it's no good, because inside is no good. Hey, Bishlem, nirum mibachutz. If you're going to tell me, Eino nidim mishum lechi, that's not called a lechi. You always have to have a lechi, a hefter for the chotzer, for the movi, inside the movi. Here, inside the chotzer ketana, you don't see any gifufim, you don't see any fourth wall at all, avad, it's no good. That's why it's awesome. Right, the Rebbe, Savalok Reb Yossi. And I'll tell you, Rebbe holds like Reb Yossi. Now, Reb Yossi's shita, we'll see later, is that he holds even a lechi has to have some width to it. We hold a lechi could be even a mashu. Reb Yossi holds no, a lechi has to be at least gimel tfachim wide. So the Gemara is saying, if Reb Yossi holds the lechi has to be gimel tfachim wide, avada when a chotzer that needs a pas means a piece of wood, has to be sticking out on the fourth wall. Like in picture 119, we have two pasim on both sides of the opening, there's something sticking out, it's zichasvar, it has to at least be gimel tfachim. That's according to Reb Yossi Shita, that you only matter a lechi, or else a pas by a chotzer, if it's gimel tfachim wide. So if you're going to tell me Rebbe holds like Reb Yossi, that it has to be gimel tfachim wide. Ude Reb Zeru, Ude Ravina Lesi. He does know from Ravina's teretz before. What was Ravina's teretz at Rashi? The ukma v'muflogi mizeh b'shnayim or mizeh b'yabur. Ravina was the one that gave a teretz before that we're talking about, like in picture 118, where on the left side it's only two tfachim away and on the right side it's four tfachim away. In other words, the chotzer ketana does not enter right in the middle of the chotzer gedolo, but it's pushed to the side a little bit. That was Ravina's teretz. But if you're going to tell me now Rebbe does not hold like that teretz, but Rebbe holds like we wanted to say before, like in picture 117, where the chotzer ketana comes mamish right in the middle of the chotzer gedolo, that on both sides there are gimel tfachim. That's Pshan Rebbe. Or the Ravina lestes, Rebbe does know from Ravina's teretz. No, we're talking about where the chotzer ketana comes right smack in the middle of the chotzer gedolo. Obazoi, then everything is very good. Mishum hochi ketana b'yeser. That's why before the Bryce was masbid this Mishnah that said that the ketana was talking about where it's wide, 10 amis wide, or gedoyla biyachas asorim. We made an akimta that the big chatz gedoyla is only 11 amis wide. Now, what did you have to say is only one amma more? Mishum the Rebbe savulok Rebbe Yosi. Because I'll tell you, Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yosi. Rebbe Yosi Shita is now saying now that a pas has to at least be gimel tfochin. So if you want to say now, nageh to the chatz gedoyla, let's look at picture 117. You want to be matzah to metatle in the chatz gedoyla. The Chura, where is the fourth wall for the chatz gedoyla? We're saying the two olives, the two gifufim on the top side, that's the fourth wall for the chatz gedoyla. Now, Rebbe Shita is, you have to have two pasim. That means you have to have one little bit on the right side, one little bit on the left side. And if Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yosi, that each pas has to be gimel tfachim wide. So then it's very good. This is the least amount that will still be kosher. If the bigger chotzer, the chotzer gedolah, is 11 amos wide, that means it's 6 tvachim wider than the chotzer ketana. And the chotzer ketana comes right smack in the middle. Come to size, there are 3 tvachim on the right side and 3 tvachim on the left side. So that's why you have a pas, a koponim, for the chotzer gedolah. Like, this is a hezba why the chotzer gedolah is mutter. And Mela, why is the chotzer ketana also? Because mirum mibachutz doesn't help for Shabbat b'bifnim. Since if you're standing inside the chotzer ketana, you don't see any side walls. Standing in the chotzer ketana, the fourth wall is open completely. So therefore, the chotzer ketana pshita is also. Even though if you're standing outside, if you're in the chotzer gedola and looking down into the chotzer ketana, you do see nirum midachutz. Looking in now, you see the right and left side. You do see walls sticking out, like a picture 117, but we're saying Rebbe doesn't know from that svarim. Rebbe yells nirum mibachutz does not help for mibifnim. So Mel, it's very good. Why do we zet find this? The Mishnah is talking about with the chotzer gedola is 11 amis. It's exactly 3 and 3 tefachim wider to be matter the chotzer gedola. That the chotzer gedola needs 2 pasim on the fourth wall. So each pas, like Rebbe Yosi, has to be gimel tefachim wide. Then everything is very good. Eli iyamit. But if you're going to tell me that Rebbe holds Nirum mibachutz v'shavim mibefnim is nidim mishum lechi. No, even though inside the chotzer ketana you don't see any fourth wall at all. The fourth wall is porous. But so what? You tell me, if you stand in the chotzer gedola, you look down, you do see 2 sides of the wall. That those 2 sides, the same way they're matter the chotzer gedola, they could also be matter the chotzer ketana because it's called nirum mibachutz. Outside you do see the gefufim, you do see the extra pas. For the chotzer ketana, if you want to say that was the Svarin Rebbe of the Zoyit Shver, the kasha was then why taka the chotzer ketana osur? L'chura the chotzer ketana should also be mutter because it's nirum mibachutz. And you want the answer u'de Reb Zera u'de Ravina Isa. You have to say then that Rebbe holds like Ravina's teretz, like the teretz was like a picture 118, that the chotzer ketana is moved over to the side a little bit. Senachnam, you're on the left side. You could say loved. It's less than 2-3 tvachim away, but on the right side, since it's 4 tvachim away, you don't say lovet on the right side. Therefore, on the right side, has no lechi, has no pas for the chotzer ketana. For Rebbe, you have to answer then, loy sovel like Rebbe Yosi. Then Rebbe does not hold like Rebbe Yosi. Why can't Rebbe hold like Rebbe Yosi? Because if you can hold that picture 118, where is the left pas for the chotzer gedola even? According to Rabbi Yosi, the 2 pas and the 2 leftover walls for the fourth wall of the chotzer gedola has to be gimel tefachim wide. And if you can look at picture 118, the left side is only 2 tefachim away from the wall. So the gefufim, the pas, is only 2 tefachim. According to Rabbi Yosi, that's possible. It's no good. So you're going to have to tell me now, Rebbe does not hold like Rabbi Yosi. Rebbe that says the chotzer needs 2 pasim, like picture 119, you have to have 2 parts of the fourth wall left over, but any little bit, even a mashu, is enough. If you're going to tell me like that, oy vazoi, gedoylo, v'yachas asara lo mali. Why do you have to say the bigger chotzer was exactly 11 amos wide? Why do you have to say it's 11 amos wide? That means it's 6 tefachim bigger than the small movi. If you want to give a heta for the gedola to say why the chotzer gedola is mutter, that has to be 2 pasim. In other words, on the right and left side, there's something wider about the chotzer gedola that has the same pas for it. Or the zaykosi, I'll tell you the eser is shnei tefachim sagi. If you're telling me now, Rebbe holds does not hold like Rebbe Yosi. How wide does a pas have to be? A mashu, a tefach is also kosher for pas. So if the chotzer gedola is just 10 amis and 2 tefachim wide, it also be mutter the chotzer gedola. Since it's 2 tefachim wider than the chotzer ketana, so So there's one tefach extra on the right side and one tefach extra on the left side, like picture 119. Or like, let's say picture 117. It will be equal. All you have to say is the right side is one tefach wider and the left side is one tefach wider. So the chotze gedola could be mutter even if it's only 10 amis and 2 tzvachim. Why do we have to say the chotze gedola is 11 amis? It's 6 tzvachim wider. Elamai, vila misru liktan, elamai, you want to say reason. You say it's an amma, wider, to be asked to make the ktaner osurim, kosi, lashminon, demaflik tuvon. Or the zoi, it just to come to answer why the chotze ktaner is osur, another why the chotze ktaner osurim, because you don't say loving on both sides. It's like picture 118, that anytime on the left side it's less than 3 tzvachim away, but on the right side it's more than 3 tzvachim away, 4 tzvachim away. So that's the reason why we say it's 11 amis. Why does the punct of measurement 11 amis? Let's say it's bigger. Let's say it's 20 amis. Let's say 15 amis wide. It's much wider. But the punct is you want to ask the chotz ketana, you have to say that the walls of the chotz ketana come in, they're more than gimel tzvachim away from the sides. So that's all you have to say. Let's say a big chiddush, even though it's separated far away, the maflik tuva. If you want to learn like the Mishnah, and like the Bryce was mazal this Mishnah, that the Mishnah chotz gedola is exactly 11 amis, it's bediyuk. 3 tfachim on one side, and 3 tfachim on the other side, bigger than the chotz ketana, the esber is that nirum mibachutz, v'shavim mibifnim, ein lo nidi mishum lechi. The Teretz says, Avad, we're talking about the picture like 117, where the chotz ketana comes right smack in the middle of the chotz gedola. And you have a right side and a left side, and they're both less than gimel tefachim. So you would say lovud, even though you say lovud, but niru mibachutz does not help for mibifnim. Therefore, the chotz ketana is osur, because if you're standing inside the chotz ketana, you don't see any fourth wall at all. Yeah, that's why the chotz ketana is osur. I'll tell you, and shma mina, and nidim mishum lechi. Shma mina, this should be the raya. And what's the pshat in Rebbe? Like we wanted to say, that Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yossi, that in Rebbe holds you have to have 2 pasim, like in picture 119. A chotzer is only mutter if there are 2 sides to the fourth wall. You need 2 pasim. How wide does each pas have to be? Like Rebbe Yossi shita, gimel tfachim. So since it has to at least be gimel tfachim wide, the smallest amount that the chotzer gedolah could be wide and still be kosher is 11 amis. It has to be 3 tefachim wider on each side of the wall. It has to be 3 tefachim wider on the right side and 3 tefachim wider on the left side, like picture 117. Then it's mutter, the chotz gedola is mutter. So that's why it's bediyik that the chotz gedola is talking about badafkur 11 amis. So if you have an extra amur, which is 6 tefachim, 3 tefachim on one side and 3 tefachim on the other side, to give that 2 pasim, and each pas has to be gimel tefachim wide, therefore the chotz gedola is mutter. The kasher is, why isn't the chotz ketana also mutter? Even though inside you don't see it, but standing outside, nirum mibachutz, it looks like a lechi, or like a pas. The teretz is, you have to bring a raya, Rebbe holds, nirum mibachutz does not help him mibifnin. Even the lalachu we hold, it is good. We hold nirum mibachutz does help, but a call upon a Rebbe holds, it doesn't help. Omer Rebbe Yossi, leishmi lihai shmaitato. Rebbe Yossi holds, I don't like the shmaitato. Which shmaitato, Saras, like the next Gemara will soon bring down. It's Rav Huna's memory. Omalei Abaya, Abaya told Rav Yossi, after Matan Alon, you yourself told over Rav Huna's halacha. So what do you mean you don't hold like Rav Huna? The Yehoah Matan Alon, this is what you told us over Rav Huna's halacha. The Omar Romi Baraba, Omar Rav Huna, you said over the name of Rav Huna, hey, if you Rav Yossi, if Gufa taught us this halacha, so what do you mean you don't hold like him? What was the halacha? Lechi ha-moysheich im doifnei shomovi. A lechi that extends from the movi. Which in the picture is picture 120. If you have 120, this is a movi. The wall of the movi should end where the thickness is. The end part, the lechi, that's just the lechi, and it's put like it's not as wide as the wall of the movi is. It's half the thickness of the wall of the movi itself. Now, this wall, as the picture says, it's Sat Chitzen Shemovi. This is the outer wall of the Movi. Come to say, if you're standing inside the Movi, you can't tell a Lechi was there. Because standing inside the Movi, the extra Lechi that's added to this long wall looks like it's just an extension of the wall. If you're standing outside the Mavi, you could notice that this is a lechi here, because you see the real wall of the Mavi is much thicker. It's like 2 inches thicker. And you notice just 1 inch is sticking out, that's a lechi. So Lakura, this is another case of near Mibachutz. Standing outside the Mavi, you can tell it's a lechi. Standing inside the Mavi, though, if this picture is the outer side wall, inside you can't notice it's a lechi. So Rav Huna said, Halacha was, lechi ha-moshech, a lechi that extends, im doif neisha mavi, it's extended, of the length of the mavi, pochus mi daladamis. Avidus lechi does not stick out. Daladamis is the halacha nidim mishum lechi. It's taka has a shem lechi. It's even though inside the mavi you can't tell, but since outside the mavi you could tell, you see it's kosher. Nir mi bachutz, the shavim mi bifnim is kosher. Umishtamesh im chudei apnimi. And you're only allowed to be metaltal, mamish, in the inner side of the lechi. In other words, he holds it's also to be mishtamesh to metaltal in between adjacent of the lechi. If this is the lechi standing on this side of the wall, adjacent to the lechi, to the other side of the wall, it's also to be metaltal. You can only be metaltal mipnim, from the inner side of the lechi. Umishtamesh im chudei apnimi. Now, daladamis, let's say this lechi extends daladamis, then nidim shumovi, it loses the shame lechi, since it's daladamas long, that's the shear of the smallest shear of a movi, so then it has a shame like a wall of the movi, and it's not called a lechi anymore, like we had before. V'yosu l'shtamash b'kulei, then you're not allowed to be mishtamash at all any place here. Yeah. Now, this is Rav Huna's halacha. Yes, so.
That it wasn't good because it was outside the lechi.
That's a kerud. There's a lechi now.
The lechi is allowed to be outside.
Yeah. Right. That's a lechi that has to be on top of the wall. This could be outside, right? Lechi could be outside, right? Yeah. V'yosel l'shtamash b'kulei. Now, v'yato mato lon olo. Now, you, Reb Yosef Gufa, taught us this halacha in the name of Reb Huna, and you yourself ended off by saying, Shema mina klas. From this halacha of Rav Huna, I hear three chidushim in the halacha of a lechi. Estin sheman mina bein lechi ayim oser. That you're not allowed to be metaltal adjacent to the lechi. Like in this case, where the lechi sticks outside of the movi, adjacent to the lechi, you're not allowed to be metaltal. You're going to be metaltal in the movi up to the beginning of the lechi. But if the lechi like here is a few tfachim long, adjacent to the lechi, you're not allowed to be metaltal. Ushma mina mesh moshuch movi biyarba. How long do you need a movi to be to give it a din movi? It has to at least be dal damas long. That's why he's saying here, once it's dal damas long, it doesn't have a shame a lechi anymore. It's called a movi. Ushma mina, the third chiddush we learn now from here, that nira mibachutz. Here you can only tell this lechi by standing outside the movi. Vishavi mibifnim. If you're standing inside the movi, you cannot notice this lechi sticking out. Because this lechi looks from the inside, it is mamash just an extension of the wall. It's mamash connected the wall, and it's extending the length, connected the length of the wall. Only outside you could tell that the lechi is not as thick as the real wall is. So you see, nidvi mishum lechi. Still you're still telling me it's kosher. You see, it does have a shem lechi. The hilchasa, and what's takat halacha? Niru mibachutz. If you could only notice the lechi outside the movi, the shavu mibifnim, but inside the movi you can't notice the lechi, still the halacha is like Rav Huna, that nidvi mishum lechi. That is called the good lechi, and the then we had before, in the more before the chur, it's by pas, by a chotzer, it always helps. Even though if you only notice it outside, that's enough of a hecker. For the people outside, it's enough of a hecker. Nidvi mishum lechi. Nidvi mishum lechi. So the more the chur, to yufta, the ilchasa. We're asking the stira now. We just got finished saying Rebbe has to hold Nira Mibachutz does not help. Otherwise, we had a kasha according to Rebbe. Why do you have to put a kimtis here that it's 11 amos wide? So he said Rebbe himself, Zich, holds Nira Mibachutz does not help. That's why the Chotzik Tana is usher. Even though if you're standing in the Chotzik Gedolah, you see the two gifuf and the two pasim on the side. But since standing inside the Chotzik Tana, you don't see it. We said Rebbe holds his puzzle. So you see Rebbe holds Nirim Mibachutz does not help him mibifnim. And now you're telling me, Hilchasa that it's kosher, the Churat Sastira, like Tiyufta Hilchasa. So the Gemara in, Mishum Detoni Rabbi Chia Kavosei. We had Rabbi Chia before said Klo this halacha. Rabbi Chia before was the one that said Klo, that Nirim Mibachutz the shavim mivifnim is nidu mishum lechi. So even though Rebbe holds not like that, Rebbe holds it doesn't help, but halacha we have Reb Chiya, and we're saying mechon Reb Chiya, told that niru mivachutz, even though you only notice the lechi or the pas from standing outside the movi, or outside the chutzah, still it's masher the chutzah inside. Let's see Rashi just in the last part of the Gemara. Four lines of the big lines. Lechi ha-moshuch im doifno shemovi. So it's Rashi lachutz. Sticking out further outside the movi. Shenira kemarech es doifno movi. If you're standing inside the movi, it just looks like you're extending the wall of the movi. Shemaimid chudoi keneged uvei ha-doifin. Your mamish put the point of the lechi right up against the wall of the movi. That you don't even see the point of the lechi because it's connected to the thickness of the wall, like a picture 120. The shavim mivifnim, that inside the chlal you can't tell it's a lechi inside. But if you're standing outside the movi, then you could tell, since this lechi is not as thick as the real wall is, you could tell it's a lechi. That the lechi is not as wide as the real wall is. So the lechi does not cover up the whole width of the wall. Therefore, outside it's nidu mishum lechi. Is bekulay. So he says then what? You're allowed to bekol movi shrein kan lechi. In the case where it extends dal damis, then it loses its shem lechi. It's called like a part of the wall of the movi, and it's also to metatl on the whole movi, because there's no lechi. Habakol porim shman mina meshach movi arba. Mida kom and nidu mishum movi. You see, that's the sheer how long a movi has to be, at least dal damis. Also, you see, ben lechiyayim osur, midekoma at chudi apnimi. You're only allowed to be metalto from the inner side of the lechi and inwards, but adjacent to the lechi, you're not allowed to be metalto. Ushma mina niru bachutz, shavim yachnim, nidim mishum lechi. Midekoma nidim mishum lechi. So, klo, not talocha. I, to yufta vilchaso, to aiswino mechotzi katan nefeshuk l'gdoilum. We asked the kash before when the Mishnah, we said according to Rebbe, you have to hold, Rebbe holds, niru bachutz does not help. The Teretzin, the Tzorim Reb Chiya Kavosei, Koysol Shechidu Echad Konis. Since we had the Gemara before, by Koysol yesterday's pictures, that we hold Claudia, that even though it's only Nirum Mibachutz, it does help for inside the Movi, and that was Reb Chiya. So it was same upon Reb Chiya, and we pass him with Reb Chiya, that outside helps for inside. Right. The Mishnah says now, V'horochov Meyesem Yemayit. If the opening, the width of the Movi is more than 10 amas wide, Halacha is Yemayit. You have to make it smaller. Because once the opening is more than 10 amis, it doesn't have a Shem Pesach, there's no heter of a lechi anymore, there's no heter of a koira. Omer Abaya, Tono, our Mishnah says, V'yaroch of Meyasa Yemayit. Or not the Mishnah, it's the Braisa. What on the Braisa? Then the Braisa says that Yehudi is Mechulik. The Braisa says, V'yaroch of Meyasa Yemayit. If the opening to the movi is wider than 10 amas, you have to make it smaller. You have to put poles up there to make the opening less than yudamis, or exactly yudamis. If you don't, even though it's wider than 10 amas, still it's kosher. You can still use a curve of lechi. His lashon was ein etzorach lemayit. Fred gemar v'yad kama. According to Reb Yehuda, how wide could the opening be that's still called the Pesach? Is Sava Rav Achoy kind with Rav Yosef Lemaimer? He wanted to say, Ad Shalosh Asoro Amma, until 13 Amis, Ushlish, and a third. 13 and a third Amis, that's how wide it can still be. But once it's wider than 13 and a third Amma, I tell you, then even according to Rav Yehuda, it loses the Shein Pesach, Akol Pon Midi Rabbonin. Even though before we wanted to say Rav Yehuda learned that from the Pischa Shel Ulam, which was 20 Amis wide. But I call upon him with the Rabbonon, once it's 13 and a third, it will be possible. Shlish. And how do we get the shear of 13 and a third? The Kalvachoyma mi Pasib Rois. It's the Kalvachoyma that should help from the Loch of Pasib Rois. Now Pasib Rois, that's the beginning of the next parak, the second parak. We'll see more about Abariches. But here the kiss of the picture is like picture 121. The Maisa was, for they were Mater, they gave a Kula for the Euler Regolim. They went Euler Regol, so they wanted to feed their behemoths to give them water. Now the case here was the bore is in the middle, and the bore with the water was Yutvachim deep, and it was Rochiv Dalad by Dalad. The Kitzah, that was Rishus HaYochid. On top of the bore was Rishus HaRabim. That's where the whole Rabin, everybody was walking. Now on Shabbat, they wanted to feed the animals, give them water. So Chura, they can't fetch the water up from the bor and put it on top, because that's taking from Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim. You can't bring the water up out of the bor. So what's the Eitzah to be able to feed the animals water on Shabbos? So the Eitzah was that they knew had the Pasi B'Rois. A pas means like each picture on the side, like a small L shape. All you have to have is just one tefach one way and one tefach the other way. Or one amma. What's the shear? I'm not sure. I will soon say, I'm not sure if it's an amma or tefach. Maybe it's an amma. What does Rashi say? Yeah. It's an amma. That's how much is space in between. I'm not sure. I think it's an amma. The kids, they gave a kulu though, that all you have to have is on the four sides, you have to on each side like an L shape. An amma one way and an amma going the other way. Hold in the other corner, the third corner, the fourth corner. If you have this on all four corners, then they will matter you, the rabbonin, to give it a shame Rishus HaYochid inside. So even though there's a kula that ashtens its porrits, the meruba, there's a bigger opening than the oimid, the walls on the side, still they were matter you. Because Midirais said still called Rishus HaYochid. And no adin, the Rabbanim were only makel until the length between one wall and the other wall can't be more than 13 and a third amis. That's the shear we get of 13 and a third amis. So when the Rabbanim wanted to be makel by Pasib Royis, they were only makel so far. That if you put each pas away 13 and a third amma, still it's mutter that inside the pasin, inside all these four posts, have a shame Rishus HaYochid, but mainly you're allowed to fetch the water out of the bor, bring it on top, and let the animals drink. That's the loch of Pasi B'Rois. So we're making our Kabul Chayim Zot Gemara with Pasi B'Rois. Oma Pasi B'Rois, She'etarta Bohen, Poritz Merubo, Aloimid, you made another Kula. We'll see later on in the Masechta. That usually... Alright, but Rashi says an amma. Again, so Pasi B'Rois. So tomorrow, it's a Kabul Chayim. Oma Pasi B'Rois, they gave a tremendous kula, that even though the opening is much more than the oimid, than the mechitza, still it's mutter. How far would they makel that it could be spread apart, only 13 and a third amis, or v'zoy movi, a loch of a movi, even according to Yehuda. Nobody is makel by a regular movui, that if the opening is more than the wall would be, that will be mutter. Hey, Savada, at least you have to have porous koimid. It has to be shava b'shava. So movui is more chomer, is ena din, shalai tata boy, yoysim, mishola shasarama, ushlish. That's the kal v'chomer. That Avada, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can't have a heta by a movui. If the opening to the movui would be more than 13 and a third amas apart, Pshita, that can't give a shame Pesach. Hey, Maduch by Pasi B'Rois, where the Rabbanim wanted to find the biggest, coolest possible, they're only makel to give it a shame Pesach, 13 and a third, so Pshita by a Mavi can't be a bigger heter than Pasi B'Rois. That's one Svara. Then the Gemara says, maybe Svara Faket. Faket, via no senis. Maybe Pum Faket is Svaris. Pasi B'Rois, I'll tell you why, Pasi B'Rois, you know why you only have the span of 13 and a third amma between She'etat of Ben Poets Meruba Aloimid. Since the Rabbanan already gave you one kula, they will make it, even though the opening is much more than the Omud. Melo Loitat of Ben Yoisi Mishol Shasar Amma Shlish. Therefore, by Pasib Rois, they weren't make more to spread apart the two passing more than 13 and a third. Hey, since they gave one kula, they didn't want to be make so much. That's why Pasi B'Rois only gave the kula 13 and a third apart, and not until 20 amas. Mashen came Movi, Shalaihi Tarta by Poritz Meruba Aloimid. Movi doesn't have this kula. If you have a piritz along the wall of the Movi, that would be more than the rest of the wall on that side, Avada be possible by Movi. But since by Movi doesn't have that heter, maybe Tarta by Yesim Yud Gimel Amas Ashlish. Maybe on the side by Mavi, they gave this other heter. By there, they were more makel, even though maybe until 20 amis, it'll be kosher, even though it's more than 13 and a third. Inami, leader Gisa, or else the Svara is Paket on the other side again. Pasi Birois, the Akilo Bochot Kula, Akilo Be Kulach Rina. I tell you, Pasi Birois, since they gave one Kula, that Oymed Meruba, that Poritz is kosher, even though it's a bigger Poritz, there's a bigger hole than the Oymed and the Mechitza, I tell you, Kulach Rina. They gave another Kula, 13 and a half is also kosher. Mashen came over, the other side is Klalo Klaloi. You can't bring any kavachaymus from Pasi Brois altogether. Maybe only by Pasi Brois they gave such coolers. But by a Movi, maybe there's no cooler at all. So maybe by Movi it's only Tanamis. More than Tanamis will be possible. So the Kitsi can't bring any rye from Pasi Brois. And that's where the Gemara comes out. We're not Mukhrich. What's the chart according to Rabbi Yehuda? That according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds more than Tanamis is kosher. We do not know how much wider. If you want to learn out from Pasi Brois, the Gemara slugs up, there are a lot of svaras to say Pasi Brois should be less. Yeah. You can't bechal enough from Pasi Brois. Is Mela Kilo Nami Kula Chrito. I tell you there, they gave one kula even though it's wider, the opening, so they were make to 13 and a third. To Lehevi Choshiv Pesach, Ad Shalash Asor Amushlish. Mashenkin a movi, I tell you maybe klal a klal loy, tvei me yes a loy. A movi the klal has no heter at all. So the kids, you can't learn out from a movi, you can't learn out a movi from Pasi Brois. So the kids, we don't have a pshit this tower shayla. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we do not know how wide he's matter. So the more vayte. Tony Levy, movi shurochav eser mama. You have a movi that's wide, the opening is 20 yamas wide. And that's a vayte puzzle. How you matter it now, according to the Rabbonin, that you have to make it only 10 amis wide, is the Eitzah Noyetz Kona BMC Yusei. Stam put a corner right in the middle of the entrance, like in picture 122 or 123. Just put a corner straight up in the middle of the entrance. The diet, that alone is enough. So Drashi. No, Rashi. Yeah, that's enough. I see. Put a corner in between, so that like divides the two sides to two separate psochim. So each Pesach is 10 amos, so each one will have its own lechi be kosher. Who toni loza tomorrow who omer? Who omer lo? The ein halacha kyoise mishnish. No, that's the pshat of avi ruim. This corner can't help you. Avad will be possible. And Rashi says why, the bottom Rashi, ein halacha kyoise mishnah, the yosti avira, the high giso, the high gisum of atle le corner. Since the corner is in the middle, and has no width to it, kamat, Avada, the space on the right side and the space on the rest of the left side is Mavato, that corner. So that corner can't divide the Movi in here to give it a shame by two Movis. So that's Mavato no Eitzah. Ika the army, some say, Oma Shmuel Mishmei de Levi, Ein Halacha Kiyos de Mishnah. We don't hold like this Mishnah. You can't be matted 20 amas wide just by putting a beam straight up in the middle. Ella, what's the Eitzah? Hoch Ella Hechi of it, what should I do? Oma Shmuel Mishmei de Levi. Oi, said the